أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for the 11th annual Muslim Commerce Poetry Slam. It's actually the 7th Muslim Commerce Poetry Slam, but in order to keep people, not to confuse people, when we call it 11. It's 11 conference. So today, inshallah, we are very blessed to be here. And I'd like to thank all those that were here. I'd like to thank the poets who are performing tonight. Basically, the program that we have set up is have some published star poets that many of you might have heard in previous conferences. So a lot of conference favorites are going to be here tonight. In addition to that, we have a blend of some new and upcoming poets along with some first timers. So inshallah, in this session, please encourage all the people that are up here, keep the distractions to a minimum. So we can all have a wonderful experience here. It's a beautiful spoken word and poetry that all these poets have worked hard to put together. Before we get started, we're going to do a little bit of rearranging. I'm going to ask everybody in the hall who's towards the back of the hall to move up towards the front. And anybody who's on the outside wings of the chairs, the seating areas, to move towards the inside. We want to make sure we only sit in the middle section here. So if I can have three loud salawats, everybody getting towards the front section and the middle section. Let's go ahead and do the first salawat. Salawat. Okay, one more time. We can have everybody who's towards the back of the hall move up towards the front of the hall. We want to keep the back seats empty and the outside seats empty. Let's do another salawat, and everybody who's sitting on the outside, can we please move over to the inside, the ones that only sit in the middle area? Everybody, if you can come towards the middle area. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Just a little bit of introduction. My name is Mehdi Shirazi, and I will be your MC for the night. The last time I did this was about 5 years ago, so I'm getting a little rusty, so you guys can help me out. We're going to go ahead and get started. Like I mentioned, please keep your cell phones on vibrate or silent mode. Please keep the noise level to a minimum. Feel free to encourage and cheer on the poets if you feel like they're presenting something that really inspires me. Trust me, there's a lot of inspirational poetry that's going to be recited here tonight. So we're going to get started with our first poet. Now this is a conference favorite. This is somebody I heard a few years ago, last time I attended this. Many of you have heard well. He's actually an academic, so he's a teacher, he's a professor, he's from California. He's actually publishing his latest album as X-Fact, which he actually, believe it or not, he integrates whatever he publishes as an album into the curriculum. From the Bay Area, I'd like to welcome our first poet for the evening, with a lot of salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Please welcome Professor Ali.
water song, the autobiography, an introduction, taken from three perspectives, a witness to the crowd, family lawyer, the autobiography following the question. Sharon Shabazz was 19 when she sat in the autobiography. She thought it was drugs till shots rang out. She's Betty's queen, hysterically, they're killing my husband. She saw Malcolm fall, blood flowing from a poor little orphan. The family leader said, Malcolm died with no insurance policy. Others collected his woman keys from books and articles and magazines. Who cared for his family as the roots were severed from his feet? Where was the crowd who played the role of the husband? Dead. No outline of Malcolm. No crime scene in these papers. A dance was sponsored later at the Audubon that very day. A clean woman scrubbed the blood and the hardware away. Instruments were carefully placed upon the stands. The sense of Mecca lingers upon his metaphysical form. It fills the Audubon as he delivers to warn a message is long. For bullets sweep on, they hiss, ripping through the shell of the storm. His spirit has flown, our spirits are blown like gun barrels, while his soul drifts with the long tar because he worships the Most High alone. He shines, the prince returning to his spiritual home. Hard bottoms tap the rhythm across the ballroom floor. To hear Malcolm's speech strengthens one's spiritual core. The flavor of sustenance he delivers lingers in mind, devoid of swine, Afro-American, humanity, why? Amongst these 400 people lingers the spy. Stitches and snakes, serpents, serving Satan's side. The brisk February coldness makes visible breath. The audience will be the presence of a visit with death. Waiting for Malcolm to speak, usher silence as the mic static gives way to knowledge and violence. 303 to 310, what happened in those 7 minutes? Momentary distraction gave way to a sanctioned hit. An assassination of an icon, he falls and shoots on. Women clamber towards his corpse, blood fills the Audubon. Your last breath paves way for the coldness of your flesh. You died at 10, but became more alive than death. The scent of Mecca lingers upon your metaphysical form. It fills the Audubon as it delivers to warn. A message is strong, but it's sweet warn. They hiss, ripping through the shell of his soul. His spirit has flown. All spirits are blown like gun barrels while his soul drifts to the throne. Tarred up as he worships the Most High, his own shine, the prince returns to his spiritual home. Look into his family's eyes, sift through memory flashes that spark like a hammer, a pistol pulled back. His stick paints the picture, definition of blackness, strategic in his vision, textual precision intact. A man in action spins around the Kaaba like an atom, the building block of faith, no hate, just compassion. Who could kill such a man? Who could shred this flower from this garden of righteous souls in this very hour 50 years ago? What mother brought these demons? Who could bring themselves to murder our people? It's not the hand, but who put money in the pockets? It's the question we should ask if we ever want to solve it. His faith was like pure water of its pollutants. He was the breath of fresh air we all needed to breathe. Yet in that moment, I'm asthmatic, sort of shocked and blast. I'm as orphan horrified. Where's my daddy, I asked. The scent of Mecca lingers upon his metaphysical form. It fills the Audubon as he delivers the warning, the message of Islam. The bullets we warn, they hiss, ripping through the shell of the storm. His spirit has flown. Our spirits are blown like gun barrels while his soul drifts to the throne. Tarred up as he worshiped the Most High, the lonely shines, the prince returning to his spiritual home. The guns spit, tear, and floating layers, and burns skin. The soul separates, so your face widens to grin. 21 gunshot wounds left in your chest, and heart beats within your 6 feet. Your deeds and those you still need, your corpse smiles as it shares Yuri's breath. Yet the air she gave escapes through the holes in your chest. In death, you bore witness the definition of horror. Sister Betty will forever be haunted by your slaughter. And six of the birds will forever long for their father. Like the tears of Hajj, Umrah, the Zums of water, as you ran between the Safa and Marwa mountains, the tears of Malcolm's goddess form fountains. Atala, Kubina, Ilyasa, Namila, Now you sleep next to Betty, and your grandson now. Instead of left the leaves upon his metaphysical form, it fills the heart of bone as he delivers the born and mess of Islam. For bullets be born, they hiss, ripping through the shell of the storm, his spirit has flown. Our spirits are grown like gun barrels, while the soul drifts through the long target as he worships the Most High alone. He shines, his prince returning to his spiritual home. Yazena, there will never be another like Aaron's mother. His spirit held us above me. 100,000 voices sound like thunder. I look up beyond instructions. He instructs us and how we all suffer, described by the deeds of broken letters. Them who dare to have a tame brother and set it upon hands like buzzards. To increase plunder, ripped earrings from his youngest daughter and left them all with their heads uncovered. The same devils killed the two innocent youngsters. Best survivors burnt with thirst and hunger, who stripped martyrs, stole rings and turbans for spiritual relics, all the while serving the servant beyond his comfort. By the ancient grudges, our righteous house besieged by stubborn usurpers. Saint kept in service through this devilish purpose. She emerged from tents of flames, and death dispersed. She returned, put her in chains, she recites verses. She spoke with eloquence of the universe. Just like her mother, with God's universe. It's why Kufa stays cursed. Her blood is dirt, the power usurped, the days unclean under their covers to kick. She was mercy for the lion born in the house of God. Who was this? Why was life so hard? They stole her scars, risked the scars, chained the caravans, the massive scars, survivors saw. God, he thought he was smart. She's so sharp. She spoke and sparked their hearts. He was outsmarted. But the daughter of the martyr, the mother of Islam, the daughter of the prophet, the leader of hardship, the inspiration of artists, a role model for people who love this prophet. The saddest night she speaks ever into the darkness of the project of the prophet that she bought and heard the horse fire. Spoke with the father, told him about the harshest violence of Islam's house. Bones were parched, her blades were sharp, how they took the apostle and he was torn apart. Her uncle was stabbed in the back of the shark, how sons out of Muhammad's eyes were dark. How they killed the infant nephew, Ali Asghar, how they slain the brother Hussein. She was the matriarch who challenged the upstart for speaking out, saying, would be marked. Yazid threw in a dungeon with rusty bars. But Zayn is still shining. Father Muslim was talking. Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum. And the story continues. Sarah sent his caravans, traversed barren lands, and barren lands, crying to Harrison. The aftermath, rocking chest, gasping breath, spinning narratives, devoid of happiness. An audience of African stories of conscience, despite Arabic laws, imposter sponsored, and consular with monsters. Who brought this? A master upon seized the prophet, who sought to strip consuls from storytellers. Devils and devil to send a message forever. So partial is left bereft of good fellows. The elders remember and sing of rebellious. Envision and menace of false king who was jealous and reckless, so selfish, talks to helpless. Hearts melted in deserts as high metal and pits. Innocent victims deserved by the good of men. Who spit truth upon men, women and men, ignorance, slaughter, legitimacy, question. The stories, signs, allegories, and lessons. A message written in the hearts of bleeding crescents, the essence of scarred wrists, blood of innocence, captured first, trapped by mental instruments, rusty manacles sway as palms clap on flesh, in rhythm like the drum off beats and chest. When Musa was king, Timbuktu was not. The song is Zayn, but the song is not. Sliding cracks in your beats, data advocates, calculating arguments, African advocates, prototypes of advocates, calculating Arabic architects, builds, celebrating black heritage. City scholarship, beyond Aristotle's wit, Alexander's books delivered by Fatima, veterans, fossilized wisdoms, aesthetics, genetics, honor, Muhammad, genetics. This was Timbuktu. Zayn's song was prophetic and poetic, with messages like singing better. The ethnic showcased the real from synthetic, a voice magnetic. Consider this polemic. That hydrogen was served, that water was surfaced. So a wheels or wordsmith born of a verse. There are mystery servants quenching the thirst of a woman. When Musa was king, Timbuktu was not the song of Zayn, the song of Sujata, the man's connection with the black soul. the travel cosmos, trek back home? Did he hear stories of a woman on the way whose father was the only one born with him? In his diet, did he summon a mirror like the Super Scottish who went down south? The mirror who spit truth, preserved by mouth. Is the history of Zana's victim? No doubt. When Musa was king, Timbuktu was knowledge, the song of Zana, read the song of Sufiyat. The mom does not see the light. It is distinguished by it. He sees the endless darkness. He seeks to be one with blackness. To the blackness, distracted, never want to go back. Like moth and flame, I'm one with the blackness. Blackness is the seed, it's the diamond's ancestor. Stolen by greed, blackness is the victim of oppression. Blackness is the hope. Inside heaven was packed. Blackness is Sanskrit. Blackness is land. Blackness is what would this sound in the past? Blackness is father was married, blackness is carriage. Blackness is truth. Blackness is Isabel born free. Blackness is born free, the mother was born. Blackness is blessing for cast, blessing is your best. Blackness is an outcast, lost Kaaba Shabazz, Hajjah, black stone in cloak Kaaba, a girl screaming in Persian, Kishna Baba on Hashuba. Blackness is got this mountain, Ismail's thirst, question between mountains. Blackness is a lightning. Not think of the same, free shadow as my Zane that trapped in chains. What is blackness? Blackness is Eve, blackness is disguise, canvas is chances at your first appearance. What's blackness? Is cannabis, canvas, is poetry that reflect the next actress I really have. Blackness is the ink of the 36th chapter when after blackness is following the master. It's not on the sun. I am striking animal. Blackness is anthem. Blackness is strength. Blackness is rhythm and rhythm and energy. Blackness is black. Blackness is real, rhythm, national. Salawat Muhammad Ali. Blackness is real, rhythm, national. It's radio fast and it passes through man. Blackness is fancy, so blackness is man. It's booming, it's home. Blackness is mountain. It's calling the answer. It's the black hands. It's side of the hand. Jonathan Jackson, a fraction. Blackness kills the rush. It's karma coming from the dust that they gave up. Salawat. I caught a penny. We'll see who's crazy. Label me with this case in your arrow lace. Even spot can't face me because lying's on point. Like pencils that standardized test taking joints. 10 points cross. Who murdered Marshall? Megan Moore. Malcolm Marcus. A pencil artist. We words and parchment. Nice canvas is sparked in carpets. Depends on formula. Not a stark garment, but a garuda traveling to celestial apart. The harvest don't be it for the penitent. The darkness says as the imam stays hidden. Wordsmith, gambling, or spit questions. See a bad boy in this thing. Teaching children. Or channel study mystery with devil intuition. If I pop it then, heaven comes to prison. The pen of prison, or with true wisdom. Don't let serpents school your children by the pen. And what it describes when you find a pen. Look inside, you see black ink used to write law, like the Bill of Rights, that applies to every citizen, except for the ink in the pen. Pen like penitentiary, or pen like penitent. Pen like pandex, the symbol is relevant. Pen shed for repentance, forego penalties, penetrate the hearts of men, or end up Penelope, await Odyssey, or backstab pen dragon, repent within the cell. Pen sagging, pen trial, pen alive, or trying to elevate system sick in the penitentiary. They were hostiles by the Pentagon, but like apostles, here's our Pentecost. Who we can escape the pen through penmanship? We'll stay trapped within, like Benjamins, pensively pacing within parameters, open gates with miscontaminant to rebel or not rebel. That's the question, stay ignorant or be independent. Salawat Muhammad.